Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. Hello, this is Leah Rains, and welcome to this podcast series titled 16 Months to Sumter, brought to you by Airs LA. This podcast series is a collection of newspaper editorials from around the country detailing the shifting tides of emotion and opinion in the 16 months leading to Southern secession and the American Civil War. This series details the time frame January 1860 through May 1861. The series comes from the website historians.org. The news. Daily Alta, California, San Francisco, California, January 6, 1860. The news by the Overland Mail, which left St. Louis on the 15th, ultimately will be found in our columns this morning. The bitter sectional animosities which have characterized so much of the present session of Congress bid fair to culminate at any moment in a disgraceful, if not a tragic, scene within the walls of the Capitol. The organization of the House had not been affected, although Sherman, Republican, had received enough, within four votes, to elect him, Haskin, Hickman, and Schwartz, anti-Lecompton Democrats, having voted for him. As a matter of course, under the present mixed condition of affairs, speculation as to the probable result is idle. Union meetings are being held throughout the North, the people of that section of the Union manifesting a determination to publicly avow their loyalty to the Constitution, leaving it to the South to assume the whole onus of disunion threats and, mayhap, an attempt at secession. The last act in the Harper's Ferry Rebellion has been performed, and ere this, it is to be hoped that peace and order once more rule in Virginia and military surveillance is at an end. The insurrectionists and murderers have met with a just doom and fairly earned the just penalty which they paid. It will suffice to teach a wholesome lesson to plotters against the perpetuity of the Union and fanatical instigators of rebellion, and, let us hope, result eventually in lasting good to both sections of the Union. If you want to learn more about Airs LA and the types of programs we offer, follow us by clicking on any of the social media links at the top of our web pages. If you like what you see or hear, please click the like button. This podcast is for the sole use of our blind and print impaired audience. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. We'll be back again next time with more editorials from 16 Months to Sumter. I'm Leah Rains, and thanks for listening.